Okay, maybe that helped. We'll find out. Okay, here we go. We're doing it. The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another thrilling episode of the Doobious Goggles Committee. Oh, yeah. Wackadoo, wackadoo. All right, hello. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And, I've been having some problems. Well, I slept okay. I went to bed at a reasonable hour, 2 a.m. And I woke up and I thought, okay, that was pretty good sleeping, but I'm still kind of, you know, should I try to get some more sleep? I really need to get up. I really should get up, do some work, be productive, and just, you know, generally be a good human. And then I rolled over and I saw the time. It was 5:46. no. No productivity needed. Let's just go back to sleep. So I went back to sleep and I slept a bunch. And yay, okay. And my arm was weird, a little bit weird earlier, but now it's good. I'm good. Are these city guys pulling up? No, that's a lawn service. And so, yeah, here we are. And I'm looking out my various windows. It's a little bit warmer today. It's all of 7 degrees right now, but it's extremely, extremely windy. Wind from various directions. Is it going to rain again today? Are we going to get more rain? Everything is still very damp. Very damp outside. And so we're not going outside, not due to the damp, but merely because of the wind. Now I got to look out this window to see what this truck is doing. This is not the truck that I wanted to see. You need to understand that yesterday afternoon at 1:45 p.m. local time, that's 13 hours and 45 minutes, a truck pulled up in front of my house and I heard it go, and I looked out my window and it was the city. Two guys get out of the truck and they start manhandling the barricades and the cones and the signs that are all around the street in front of my house because of the giant hole that they had to dig and refill with concrete. And I thought, okay, great. They're taking away all this stuff. Normal traffic can resume. And I went back to doing whatever it was I was doing. Probably making lunch or making tea or pouring water for my cat. You people know what I do. It's no mystery. And then about an hour later, the emeritus had to stop by so I could give him some paperwork. Because there were some papers that came. And anyway, I went outside to hand the papers to the emeritus and to tell him that they removed all the signage and stuff, which he would have noticed when he drove up. But that's when I noticed that no, all of the signs, the barricades, the conage, the sandbags, they were not removed. They were just pushed to the curb. Yeah, so now the barricades and the cones are all sort of piled up on the sidewalk, and well, the barricades are still in the street, but sort of out of the way. So these two guys showed up just to push everything aside. And are there going to be some more guys coming later to, you know, do stuff? To take away the massive signage and all the crap? Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But that's not the important thing. The important thing is This morning I've been having some problems. What is the damn problem here? And I think this is just one of those issues where we need to flush some RAM and we need to clear up some space. And maybe this won't be a nightmare for me later. I guess we'll find out. If this show comes off without a hitch, then we'll know that my efforts were in fact successful, because it was all fail earlier, because I've been in fail mode. Why am I not in awesome mode? Somebody flip me over to awesome mode. Because I'm not... I don't know what the hell's going on. But I don't know. Somebody's running around with a leaf blower outside now. Or something. Anywho. So what are we doing today? Well, apparently we got to stay indoors. I think we already know that part, right? Right. And, well, if we're indoors, that means we got a synth, right? Right. So I'm going to grab this little power supply. And I'm going to bring it over here. We're going to move into Synth Zone Aleph. Okay, plug the thing in. This is very difficult to do one-handed, but I managed to pull it off. Woo! I'm so amazing. And we're going to sit down. We're going to plug some more stuff in here. Plug this thing into that thing. And let's hope this cable doesn't fall out. Because that's what it does. All right. Ooh, let me move my leg. Okay. And here we are. And what are we doing? Damn, there's a lot of noise outside, but it's going to be nice and ambient here on the Anon radio now, isn't it? Right, so I was down here last night messing with this stuff just to make sure I remember what the hell's going on. And what the hell is going on anyway? Well, we got this. We have and we can magically turn this into a voice. Oh, it's getting there somewhere. Whoa. Oh, ho, ho. There's our chanting monk. Let's give him his temple block. Good stuff, innit? To clip. Yeah, see, there, it just wants to do all kinds of crazy stuff. And that's fine. Ain't nothing I can do about it. Well, actually, there's plenty of stuff I could do about it. But does that mean I'm going to do anything about it? Of course not. Still somewhere. Yeah. Yeah, okay, so that's a thing. That's a thing that I'm going to be performing live, except that's sort of the condensed for Dubious Goals Committee version. Because right now, it's time for the halftime metadata. That should be showing up any second now. Oh, there it is. And this is how we find out that, oh, you're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee live. Yeah, hi. My name's Tobe, and this is my 3,000 and blah, 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 whatever show, and nah, nah, nah. And then there's going to be some metadata that tells you that this show is being archived. Yeah. This show, like every other show, is archived and saved for your future listening pleasure. Just go to anonradio.net/archive. And there you can find every single episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, there's more than 3,000. The number's getting closer to 4,000. And of course, there's all the other episodes of all the other shows on Anon Radio for you to groove and get into. But I'm moving up here into Synth Zone 4. And I need to plug this thing in again, and it's kind of tricky. Get in there. Okay. And we got to plug some other stuff in too, right? Right, so this goes into there. This goes into here, and good Lord, where is this god-awful noise coming from? Oh, right. Yeah, there we go. I had to change a setting. I had to change a setting because I was doing a thing, and I thought I changed it back, but apparently it didn't take. Okay, so that reduces some of our noise. I could reduce it further by doing this. Probably doesn't make any difference to you unless you're wearing headphones like me. But yeah, I got noise. It's traced back to this synth and this rack, and what am I going to do about it? Hell if I know. Welcome to the wonderful world of analog. Okay, so we're going to reset some stuff here, because the thing that I have failed to tell you is that I was up here last night and I was messing with that lead line because it just kind of isn't working for me the way it was. And so now I've got it changed to, well, I did it in a 12 count, and it's just da-da-da-da-da-da. And okay, why describe it? Just play it, Tobe. Yeah, you might not think that's very exciting, and it isn't. But somebody's got to do something sometime, and that's usually me. And it kind of works. This weird I don't know what to do about this. What if we crank this up? See, the funny thing is, that whomp, whomp, that falls on beat 2, not beat 1. Although I say that, but it doesn't really, it shifts around. And we've got filter. We've got outboard filter. We've got inboard filter. And we've got an ADSR. To affect that modulation. Let's crank the sustain. No. Let's crank the release. And now we lose definition. Predictable. Okay. I can dig it. Let's mess with the resonance on that filter. That's gonna go bad really fast. Let's back it down to there. Drop the bass in. I don't know. Put in the bonus bass. This isn't even in the same key, is it? Yeah. I'm turning some dials. That's a maybe. So difficult to tune. All right, let's take it up. All right. We're in G. Still sounds weird as hell. Adjusting the inboard filter. Okay. I had CV on some of this stuff. All right, that's interesting sounding. This thing is groovy. So utterly screwy. Stop. Stop, stop, stop. But is there nothing we can do? It's so boring. It's so boring. How can I add some more flavor? I want some tasty, tasty flavor. blah, 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 blah. And then, you know, we've got this little baby mixer in here. And what I was, one thing I thought of the other day was, what if we took another sequencer? What if we took one of the outboard sequencers or one of these sequencers over here? We mix it into there. We do this. We do that. And we could get it to do all kinds of weird crap, right? Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Are we going to try that today? Yeah, I don't know. All right, I've got no VCA for that thing. So I mean, I've got no CV. There's nothing, there's no CV input, so I can't do anything to the thing, which means we got to do it on the, he says, and my, is due to the knowledge that the only thing we're going to be able to do with this damn thing is to give it, oh, wait. I was going to say, we could plug it into this little effects thingy, right? But let's not do that. No. Because, see, that would come after everything else, right? That would come after the that would come after the filter, etc. No, let's not do that. Let's be wacky, crazy people, and let's put it into the effects and then run it through the filter and stuff, because we are crazy people and we like to do the crazy people stuff, right? Yeah, I know I do. So turn off the noise, reset everything. And it's already a train wreck. A very interesting train wreck. And we don't have, we lost all our gain. Is this gonna work? Is this gonna fly at all? Not really. Okay, it's weird as hell. It does like the clip, but this garbled blonkety blonk blonk is kind of interesting. Can we get anything else out of it? It's going haywire. Can we clock it so it at least does it on the beat? No, there's no clock. There's no accounting for what's happening. I'm just turning knobs at random. I wanted to make it better. Not make it more dumber. Ugh. Horrendous. Plug it back into a regular place here. And, weren't we in the key of D? Oh, I forgot this stupid thing is on. Leave it with one oscillator for now. Oh my god, we're running out of time. I'm not paying any attention. But yeah, you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and I'm out of here.